Just one halakha in the laws of Eruv Tavshilin that we have been studying. The purpose again of the Eruv Tavshilin is to allow us to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbat. Without it, you would not be able to make your preparations on Yom Tov for Shabbat. Because on Yom Tov, really, from the Torah law, you're only allowed to prepare for the day itself. But you cannot be mechin to prepare from one Yom Tov to another, nor a Yom Tov to a Shabbat. But making the Eruv Tavshilin alleviates that problem. So let's take a case like it happened this year on Pesach, where the second days in Galut, of course, were Friday and Shabbat. So now, in this case, it's clear that since the second day of Yom Tov is Shabbat, so the Eruv allows you to prepare on Friday for the Shabbat. That's obvious. That's the only day, really, you're going to be able to make any preparations. But let's say you have a case where Yom Tov is Thursday and Friday. And Thursday and Friday, then of course it goes into Shabbat. So you're going to need to prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbat as well. Does the Eruv Tavshilin allow me to prepare from Thursday to Shabbat? Which means once already you tell me I can prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbat, does it have to be specifically the day before Shabbat? Or once I have an Eruv, even the day itself? All the Rishonim concur that when the rabbis allowed us to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbat, it's only on the second day of Yom Tov to Shabbat in that case. The Rosh gives the reason, because the second day of Yom Tov anyway in Galut is only Midrabbanan, so therefore in such a case they were lenient when you have a case of the second day of Yom Tov going into Shabbat. Others say that they were only matirit for the day mamash preceding the Shabbat and not the day before. In any event, that is the psak halakha of the poskim. Hakam Abayah rules it as well in the Teshuvot, in Yahabedahat, in Chalik Shishi, in Teshuvah Lamidbeh. Kishihal Yom Tov Yom Hamishi Yom Shishi. Apapi Sheni Eruv Tavshilin Kadat. אסור לשחוט ולאפות ולבשל ביום חמישי, שהוא יום טוב ראשון לצורך שבת, אלא רק ביום שישי לשבת, שאין עירובי תבשילים מתירים אלא שבות קרובה. It's only matir the law on a closer day to the Shabbat, ולא שבות רחוקה. It's not going to matir you to do it from far. ואפילו במקום שיש אונס, let's say the lady for whatever reason cannot cook on Friday. She has to be somewhere, whatever it may be. She can only cook on Thursday for Shabbat. Doesn't matter. Asur la'asuta ve'yom chamishi. Ela pelug rabbanan. However, Hakam Avadia does write in Chazon Avadia on page Resh Tzaddihe, mikol makom im avar u'bishel ve'yom tov. She cooked. Now you go to the house, and the lady says, oh, Baruch Hashem, I already had all my stuff already prepared from yesterday for Shabbat. Mutar le'ochlo b'Shabbat. The food is permissible, nonetheless, to eat on Shabbat.